All right. Good morning. I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Mike, when will you know that the offense is clicking, that you'll have confidence in that he can score enough points during the regular season?
Well, we have to prove it, obviously. But I like where they're headed. I like where they're headed. The other day at practice, the offensive line came off the ball low, physical. I thought they did a good job with a lot of those things. And I guess it's seeing the things in practice. We had a red zone period the other day, and they scored a bunch of times in the red zone on different plays. So, until we do it on the field, it's just from what I see in practice.
Would it make you sleep better if they score on Sunday a few times?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll sleep better, but it'll make me feel better.
Mike, Sam was talking about Adam Thielen getting more work in the slot this year. What's about his skill set makes him a good fit there?
Well, I've talked to Sam about all those things. I think he feels really comfortable about trusting him where he's going to be, on a lot of the option routes, a lot of the different combinations that they have with the between the slot and the tight end or the slot and the X receiver. So I think a lot of it's just I think Adam has a good feel in there, and I think Sam trusts him.
How did you feel about how Mackenzie Alexander looked in the slot against Seattle last week?
Good.
You didn't, with the plays with Baldwin, there wasn't any concern, I guess, he fell down in the one and then the 37-yard pass?
No.
Mike, you mentioned in Mankato how important preseason games would be for Jaron Curse. What have you seen from him through the first two?
I've had some conversations with Jaron a little bit, and when he's playing close to the line of scrimmage, he's been forceful. He's been making quick decisions. Sometimes when he's in the middle of the field or in the back end, he's been a little bit slow to pull a trigger sometimes, and so that's what he's working on now.
Just thinking less.
Yeah, I don't think it's just thinking. I think it's maybe he's being a little more cautious when he's playing in the back. I guess is what it is. So that's what he's been working on now.
Do as well as Elflein has done at center. What have you seen out of him, and what does that say about him as a player?
Pat is a very good athlete. He's physical at the line of scrimmage. Makes for the most part makes all the right calls and with the line. He's been. I guess the thing I like the most about him is he's able to finish the blocks. Once he gets on a guy, and he can move him with his low center of gravity and wide base. I think he does a nice job there.
Like, mentally, I know everyone always talks about the third preseason game, but all your guys are saying, we don't put more weight on it. We're taught to just evaluate them all the same. Is kind of that something you're preaching, or is that something that you've seen from this team?
No, that's what we do. I've never really felt the need to really game plan a third game. We'll just go out there and play and do what we do and react. I think it's good to see see how the team reacts to scenarios that they're not prepared for. So that's kind of how we've done it since I've been here. We still have work to do on us. And so for us to take a week and work on San Francisco like we would be in a real season game, I think it's counterproductive to what we want to get done.
Like, Terrence sounded a little disappointed in the secondary. Terrence Newman, we were just talking to, and he said, we need to shore up. We need to get we're making too many mistakes for a veteran group that we shouldn't. Summarize the secondary, because this should be a real team strength, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and I'm, it's a little bit the same thing with the defense. I was talking to Mark Wolf a little bit about today. These guys have been around the system now, and so, the install, they've seen it four times, most of them. And so, to get them excited about something new, we have to keep being innovative as coaches. And so, I think the whole thing is just getting back down. And again, in some of these, last week, we're still looking at things where we can become better, defensively. So some of the things that happened in the game or the first game, we're making things. And then if we don't like it when we see in the games, we'll throw them out. So, I'm not concerned about any of that stuff. I just want to make sure that our guys understand the importance that, you know, the way we've played around here on defense is with a chip on our shoulder, and we need to continue to do that. That will make us a good defensive football team.
How
tough
is this, the run defense so far?
You know, it's been spotty, but again, it's a lot of those things we're working on with, you know, some of the new things that we're trying to be innovative with. I'm really not concerned about it.
Yeah, you walk that line between sticking with what works and trying to keep people off balance.
I mean, we do things that work too, but we're looking at other scenarios, you know, just how can we change things up a little bit here and there, not all the time, but enough to keep the offense off balance. And, you know, so some of that, and you know, we can do it in practice and things happen, but when you do it in a game, and not really knowing what's going on, you know, like, you know, we called some things last week that probably we wouldn't have called, you know, if it was a normal game, if we didn't feel comfortable with it. You know, I'm one of those guys that we're gonna do what we do, and as long as we do it good, we'll be okay. But now we're looking at some different things, and
some of your young defensive linemen coming up, are you going to have some really tough roster decisions to make down the line with the depth you have there from top to bottom?
I think so. There's several spots I think that we're going to have some tough issues, and that's why it's good to have the fourth preseason game. We get a chance to see them in that game as well. You know, this week will be a big week again for a lot of these guys. So, I think, you know, some of these young defensive linemen have looked good. You know, Jaleel Johnson's had a couple good ball games. Afadi has done a nice job in some areas. Bowers, so Weatherly, you know, some of these guys. So they're showing some things that could be valuable for us down the road.
Does Brian Robinson need much work in the preseason, or being the veteran type guy, does it not matter at all?
Good.
Hey guys, we're gonna